This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Michael Roach. Thank you for the broadcast over at BeForce News. We appreciate your trust. And with that said, I want to jump over to the topics real quick. We're going to be talking about, during the second, third, and fourth segments today, bisexual, listen carefully, bisexual, confused reprobate, senator, loves the Constitution so much that she shuns the Bible. I have a question for Americans, and I'm going to put this together for you during the show today. Then who is she serving on the behalf of? Let me say this again. Bisexual senator loves the Constitution. God condemns her lifestyle, her life's choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, and so on, Romans 1:24, into the end of the chapter. But bisexual senator loves the Constitution, yet shuns the Bible? Then again, I ask the question, then who is she serving on the behalf of? Because it's not we the people. It's not we the people. We're going to get to that in just a little bit. I got some audio for you folks. It's one of those that are being teed up right now concerning in the present, how the Lord's bringing things to the light once again. Luke 12:2. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. But yet the wicked, for some reason or another, think that they're just going to get one over on the people. One of the things that I've been talking about for 17 years on this radio show is many of these representatives, at least that's what you're led to believe they are, that are playing the Judases in so many different ways, male or female, it matters not, Luke 22, verse 48. What's interesting to note is I've shared with you over and over and over again, friends, that they're working for special interest groups. I've also shared with you over and over and over again their tactics. Saul Alinsky tactics and how they are continuously being used along with the CIA-controlled media hand in glove to create domestic insurrection, to demonize their political opposition. And with that said, I'm going to let none other than one of the most debased, despicable representatives, said representatives in the United States of America, Nancy Pelosi, tell you in just a couple minutes after I lay the premise concerning what she said when she told on herself. But again, friends, here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com, I told you so, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I've been telling you for 17 years what she now admits, friends. The system and who they are working for, the system that they are a part of. And again, let me say it this way, those special interest groups that they're working for and the system that they use in an attempt to create domestic insurrection, all the while shows you that they are, again, not working for we the people. When you go to the Saul Alinsky tactics, listen to them carefully. I'm going to highlight them quickly. One is, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. That's right. They want to make themselves bigger and more powerful than they really are. Number two, never go outside of the expertise of your people, if you want to call it that. It results in confusion, fear, and retreat. Feeling secure adds to the backbone of anyone. This is why they use the media to help them. Number three, whenever possible, go outside of the expertise of the enemy. Look for ways to increase insecurity, anxiety, and uncertainty. They're some sick-minded people, friends. They're minions of hell, literally. Number four, make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. Number five, that's fine. If the rule is that every letter gets a reply, send 30,000 letters. You can kill them with this because no one can possibly obey all of their own rules. Number five, ridicule is man's most potent weapon. Number six, a good tactic is one your people enjoy. Friends, these are Saul Alinsky tactics. By the way, when he wrote Rules for Radicals, he accredited Satan himself. And we know that his minions, like that of Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign sodomite plant, and that of Hillary Clinton and a plethora of others. We're finding now Nancy Pelosi. If you haven't been paying attention to the fruit and only listening to what she has to say, you are understanding who she is and who she works for all the more. Again, I'll play that audio in just one moment. Number seven, a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. This is why they're constantly inundating the American people with propaganda from different ways over and over and over again. Why? Because they want you to throw your hands up in the air as a confused people and say, what's the sense? I want to tell you, friends, I'm the first one to tell you, what you do by shutting off the television and listening to these liars is the biggest favor you can do. Get into the Word, get into the Constitution, stay focused, and take it to them, friends. Lawfully. Number eight is keep the pressure on, never let up. Well, that's exactly what we see them do, especially when they advocate that which is unlawful against we the people to further enslave us. Number nine, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Imagination and ego can dream up many more consequences than an activist. Number 10, talking about the Saul Alinsky tactics found in Rules for Radicals. The major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition, which, by the way, America, are you. You are the opposition to those that you call representatives in so many different ways and on fronts, so many different fronts. Number 11, if you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. That is completely untrue. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For whosoever soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, and he who soweth to the Spirit will reap everlasting life. Galatians 6, verse 7. And on. Number 12, the price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. And number 13, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. It's exactly what they've done with my ministry and anybody else that dare stand up and speak out against the crimes of those that are guilty of committing the crimes against the innocent. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Well, then the church, friends, that's all you have to do is obey God, and the support network will cut you off because they're enemies of the cross. So when they see the cross, they're the first ones to run in the day of battle. Read Psalm 78. Isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. Without further ado, I'm going to play this audio. Listen carefully. This is Nancy Pelosi telling on herself. Go for it.
Hey everybody, this is Deb with Truth Vacation Chronicles, and I have a clip here of Nancy Pelosi that you just got to see. I'm making sure that it's put in one of these videos in case C-SPAN decides to scrub it or something, which they might. This is a very interesting little clip. Nancy Pelosi, once again, the gift that keeps giving to us Republicans, has given us the Democrat playbook right here. She tells us what are their tactics, what they do, how they like to smear everyone. So, pay attention. Here it goes.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then you call it wrath.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I can also jump over onto Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 double E, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube. Check it out. Several hundred videos. Got a brand new one going up again this week, bringing about the answers to America's dilemma, biblically and constitutionally. With that said, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, the list goes on. We're going to be getting over to this bisexual senator. She loves the Constitution, yet she shuns the Bible. I lay the question to you, Americans, then who is she serving on the behalf of? Because if she doesn't love God, she doesn't love man. And if she's serving herself, that's called idolatry. It's not a good place to put yourself, but the American people are giving it a pass once again. I want to show you the fallout in just a couple of moments. We were talking about right before the break, Saul Alinsky's 13 tried and true rules for creating meaningful social change. Keep in mind, Saul Alinsky, the author of Rules for Radicals, accredited Satan. By the way, the first scripture in the Satanic Bible is do what you will, do what thou wilt. In other words, do what you want to do. God said, thou shalt not. God did it because of love, because we know that love is the interpreter of the law, said Martin Luther. And we see that Saul Alinsky is a minion on the behalf of he who means to destroy, kill, and destroy. I'm sorry, kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10. And so here we are. But I kind of highlighted the first 13 for you. I glossed over them, but giving you enough information as to show you that these are the people, as I've been saying over the last 17 years, and the doctrines that they feed on are the doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4:1. And this is not far-fetched. It's not an exaggeration. It's exactly right, because what you're about to hear, I played it during the end of the last segment. It was not teed up. Do forgive me. But what you're about to hear, friends, is her using the verbiage from Rules from Radicals, so you can understand, again, that they are not working for you, friends. They're working to tear down and to hand over to a global system. They are not working for we the people any longer. Listen to Nancy Pelosi out of her own mouth.
You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
Friends.
So did you catch that? What she says is you...
I want you to listen. We're going to play it again. We're going to play it again. But I want you to listen to what she had said. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Okay? It's number 13 on Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, the tactics that are used. This is Nancy Pelosi, out of her own mouth, telling you what they do. Okay? They pick the target, they freeze it, they personalize it, and polarize it. She used the word smear. She used the word demonize. She knows all the well that the media is there to report on her behalf. That's why the mainstream media continuously gives the mic over to these people, because they're working hand in glove against the American people. If it's not the truth, friends, judge them by their fruits, for then and only then will you know the truth of the matter. But I want you again to listen to Nancy Pelosi out of her own mouth.
You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear. And then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic. And it's
a tactic, friends, that they continuously use. They're taking their orders. They're told what to do. They're told what to say. The media waiting for the politician to do it so that they can then report on it. And then they create stories over and over and over again to divert you from what they're really doing. If that doesn't help you, America, understand, what's going to help you? What is it going to take for you to understand how these people operate? Does that sound like a lawful individual that is there to restrain men from sin, to make reference to right and wrong according to God's moral law and to maintain order? Or are they doing just the exact opposite? They're doing just the exact opposite because they're not working as magistrates that are appointed by God. They're working as masters of the people on the behalf of the enemy of their souls and the master tyrants that they work for. Not realizing that once you begin to combat God's moral law, for every inch that you take, keep in mind what will be equivalent on the other side of that concerning judgment will be to the exact degree that you attack God's moral law. It's just how things work. Again, you're not going to go ahead and mock the things of God. It's been said, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Friends, you need to understand that this includes all of us. It totally includes all of us. Whatever you let them get away with means that you're an accomplice to what you're letting them get away with. Charles Spurgeon said, there's a war between you and God's law. The Ten Commandments, by the way, God's law is above their heads. God's law is in the book that they swear concerning the Constitution, and its enumerated laws are found that they promise and swear to uphold against all enemies, just so you know. But Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, said there's a war between you and God's law. The Ten Commandments are against you. The first comes forward and says, let him be cursed, for he denies me. He has another God beside me. His God is his belly, and he yields his homage to his lust. All the Ten Commandments, like great, 10 great canons, are pointed at you today. For you have all broken God's statutes and lived in daily neglect of all of his commands. Soul, said Charles Spurgeon, you will find it a hard thing to go to war with the law. When the law came in peace, Sinai was altogether on smoke, and even Moses said, I exceeding fear and quake. Exodus 20. What will you do when the law of God comes in terror? When the trumpet of the archangel shall tear you from the grave, when the eyes of God shall burn their way into your guilty soul, when the great books shall be opened and all your sins and shame shall be punished. The question I lay to your candor is, can you stand against an angry law in that day, said Charles Spurgeon. Absolutely you cannot. That's what causes us to flee from the wrath to come and to fly to the Christ for salvation. Matthew 1:21, to deliver us from our sins. Now, with that said, friends, we got that on tape. We got that on the airwaves across the country and across other countries. And it's important that you hold on to these archives, friends, so you can go back and recollect the things that they do in admitting to their own guilt. Because, again, friends, here we have it. Folks, you know what's interesting about this? And it's bothersome to me. Because you see it over and over and over again, concerning scandal after scandal, crime after crime. That's not in the church, it's in the government, right? How many times, Americans, how many times do these people need to be caught with the smoking gun in hand? Literally. How many times did Barack Hussein Obama, going to that which preceded his criminal administration, how many times did George W. Bush need to be busted? Or Billy Bob Clinton need to be busted? How many times, what needs to be uncovered for you to respond to their crimes, Americans? What about George H. Bush and his criminal administration? And go all the way back, friends, how many decades? But all the way to the present, how many presidents and their administrations need to be busted with the smoking gun in their hands, and yet you still give them a pass? It's a question mark that only you can answer. How many times do they need to be busted with smoking gun in their hand, regardless of corrupt judges that overlook their crimes, and all those other criminals that are there to attempt to help each other out and protecting themselves from justice that applies to me and you? When is it that we, the people, rise up and enforce the law against their crimes?
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump after meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
The Republican Party, I can say, and I just left an hour meeting. We had a great time, actually. There was no discussion about anything other than solidarity. We want national security and border security for our country.
The president will now be meeting with Democrats at the White House, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who believes there's nothing wrong at our southern border.
This is a president, you see, that's in crisis. It has so many problems, and it's the old trick, fear-monger, distort, try to scare people.
A new poll came out from Politico that said a vast majority of Americans believe that the United States is facing a crisis or problem at the border. 79% of those surveyed do agree with President Trump's assertion that there is a crisis or problem. A judge is tentatively setting May 6 for Harvey Weinstein's trial in New York. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Real quick, friends, before we get over to the senator that loves the Constitution so much that she wants to step over the fact that God is the one that established that Constitution through our forefathers and their forefathers and their forefathers and their forefathers back 5,000 and 6,000 years, right? I wanted to highlight the fact that, too, friends, that when Nancy Pelosi was saying this, do keep in mind that she clearly understood the tactic. And you need to understand that both sides do it. Okay? They're taught, both sides are taught to play the game this way. And look at how rehearsed she seemed when she said it. But what she's doing there, friends, is blaming the Republicans for the very tactics that both sides use, just so you know. And that's the tactics that's used, friends, and it's straight from Rules for Radicals and Saul Alinsky tactic books. It's his playbook, okay? Let's jump over to this. I had to make clear on that. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Bisexual senator, yes, you heard me right, loves the... this is in Arizona, by the way. Bisexual senator loves the Constitution, yet shuns the Bible. Again, let me ask you the question, then who is she serving on the behalf of? Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, without morals, a republic, Article 4, Section 4, without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, and which ensures to the good and eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. So what is she doing? She's undermining. Okay. This week, we had Dr. Jerry Newcomb report on the Sons of Liberty Media that the first openly bisexual U.S. senator was sworn in, and she refused to be sworn in on the Holy Bible. Then I asked the question, where do her allegiances fall? She refused to be sworn in on the Holy Bible, as is customary. She instead opted for a law book with the Arizona Constitution and the U.S. Constitution because she says of her love for the Constitution. It's also interesting to note, friends, not too long and not too far back, we had a Muslim swearing in Georgia on Malcolm X's biography. We see in Michigan, friends, they're erecting statues to Satan himself. What's next? Well, it's already here. We see foreigners that mean to conquer the United States of America swearing in on the Quran. America, wake up. Senator Christine Sinema has a first name that ironically means in Latin followers of Christ. In addition to being openly bisexual, she is also listed, according to the Pew Research Center for Religion and Public Life, as the only member of the Senate who does not identify as a member of religion. It's called idolatry, friends. It's the oldest sin in the book. Hey, friends, a representative that promises to serve the people yet shuns the author? Let me say that again. A representative of we the people that promises to serve the people yet shuns the author? Hey, friends, if she does not love God, then how is it that she can serve his government on the behalf of his people? Read 1 John 5:2. Think this through. If she declares that she does not believe in God, Psalm 14:1, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God, then whom does she make reference when it comes to that which is right and wrong according to law? She said she loves the Constitution. And if it's not God's government that she is to serve in upholding the enumerated laws of the United States Constitution that, again, she claims to love, then one has to ask as to whom she is loyal to and what government it is that she is loyal to. Because, friends, the bottom line is she is undermining American law, period. She is undermining American law. It's not the people that gave her delegated authority to do so for, friends. For the people received their rights from who? The one she denies. You receive your rights from God. You delegate authority to those that serve we the people, right? They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. When you read the Declaration of Independence, what does it do? It highlights the laws of nature and nature's God. We receive our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, our forefathers, as throwing off those that meant to pervert the Constitution when they said, by the way, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, 3/4 of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off tyranny, either obey God or you're going to obey tyrants. Okay? You're either going to be ruled by the word of God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. You're going to be ruled by the bayonet, said Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House back in the 1800s. Okay? There's no in-betweenites. And this is exactly why it was our forefathers that wrote this documentation, friends, as they appealed to the supreme judge of the world in that documentation called the Declaration of Independence. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Okay? Read Romans 12:21, that which precedes Romans 13. Again, listen carefully. It's not the people that gave her delegated authority to do so. For the people receive their rights from the one that she is denying. I mean, this is like in the natural, friends, a cop going out there and talking about how he loves his job. And how he loves to enforce the law. Remember she said she loves the Constitution? But she denies the lawgiver. The cop denies the one that actually wrote, that authored the laws. It's exactly what she's doing. Well, then at the end of the day, who makes the rules? She does. At the end of the day, what laws does this cop, this police officer, enforce? The ones that he decides on. Folks, this is why and how you confuse an atheist. They say they don't believe in God. That's ridiculous. Nothing created everything, right? A building doesn't have a building. A painter doesn't have a painter. Creation doesn't have a creator. Are you really that reprobate? Are you really that willfully blind? You could transport these people to the sun, friends, and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. They want to serve themselves, right? You know, that's all you have to do is confuse them. How do you know what's right and wrong? And what do you make reference to when you say this is right and that's wrong? They have to go back to God. You cannot deny it. But again, I want you to listen to this. We're talking about a bisexual senator, yes, believe it or not, who loves the Constitution yet shuns the Bible. Again, then who is she serving on the behalf of? Because it's not we the people, and it's definitely not the Lord, because she denied him. Think about it. This idolater has no business whatsoever serving in the U.S. government. She is there to serve her self-interest, not the people's. Not the people's, friends. And it's exactly, if you want to see what I'm telling you is true, then why don't you look to Canada? Look to those countries that are being completely overrun, friends. She's there to serve her self-interest, not the people's, because she just got done denying the right giver, the lawgiver, the author of the Bible that she refused. Furthermore, she claims to be a bisexual. Oh my gosh, talking about confusion, what a walking contradiction. Romans 1:24 through 32. Hey folks, anyone paying attention to the fact that when a people, namely Americans, advocate or give a pass to that which the Lord condemns, we're talking about a bisexual, Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, that a door is soon open for the enemies to walk through because you gave them a pass first. Read Deuteronomy 4:6 as a positive. In contrast, as a negative, read 28:63 in the book of Deuteronomy. First, the sodomite communities get a pass from the people in this country to do that which God and American law condemn. Keep in mind, friends, the two sciences of the church to establish government, because again, the rights were given unto the people by God, and therefore they delegated two representatives to serve them. There are two sciences that run together. Look up James Wilson in that very quote. First, the sodomite communities get a pass from the people in the country to do what God and American law clearly condemn. Look to your state statutes. Cross-check me. It's a felony in every state. And yet, secondly, on their heels in close pursuit are the Muslims and the communists and any other group that means to upend American sovereignty, or should I say, that are being used to upend American sovereignty. And, you know, they come here because they want freedom, and then they get here, and then they want to destroy. They come here because they want freedom, and then they look at the freedom giver, and then they deny him. How ridiculous. Folks, there's a pattern here, a clear pattern that's being played out before your eyes, friends, and it must be carefully watched. First, the sodomite communities on their heels, those that mean to destroy. And also keep in mind, friends, we're seeing the sodomites every step of the way bullying anybody that dare speak out against their abominable lifestyle. Okay? So they are being used first and foremost. This is, by the way, Barack Hussein Obama and his appointees of over 225 homosexuals and lesbians and transgenders. That's why they were placed in government. Hey, folks, what's being foreshadowed here is the model of the Third Reich to a T. Just look to the Bushes. That's another story, but look to the Bushes. And look to Prescott Bush and their alliances, friends, because it's exactly what's being played out systematically and methodically here in America today. Again, France and Germany, Canada, first the sodomites are used as a political battering ram to upend their countries, their sovereignties. That's what's going on in those European countries right now. Okay? Then secondly, the Muslims. What both or any other group or an individual that wars against God's moral law fail to see is that at the end of the day, they are merely giving up power to the enemy of their souls, John 10:10, and adding strength to tyrants to forge their rule over them. See how this works, friends? I'm going to go back, final segment, and I'm going to give you the Rock of Ages, and I'm going to give you how our forefathers went back to the Rock of Ages to establish what we have today over 243 years later. Okay? And again, friends, it's up to us to reestablish.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again, Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about a bisexual senator from Arizona that loves the Constitution so much that she won't put her hand on the Bible. She shuns the Bible. America, if she's shunning the Bible and they're putting their hands on the Quran, they're putting their hands on Malcolm X's biography, and not on the Bible. Who do you think they're working for, friends? Hello? You know what's sad about all this? People getting mad at me for telling them the truth. Let's turn this around. Let's go back to the Rock of Ages, Jesus Christ. Let's see how our forefathers brought it back to the Word of God. And how they brought this country as to what we know today when we say one nation under God. John Witherspoon said, "Whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, I scruple not to call him an enemy of his country." And yet you're going to allow these people to play and have the helm of your particular states? To do what they will, when you know all the well, they're an avowed enemy of God? Witherspoon concluded, "It is the man of piety and inward principle that we may expect to find the uncorrupted patriot, the useful citizen, and the invincible soldier." Notice the word invincible. Hey folks, you have to be first demoralized so they can control you. And who better to do it by you accepting and giving a pass to a bisexual that will have nothing to do with putting her hand on the Bible and swearing to God and man that she will uphold it against all enemies. John Witherspoon goes on, "God grant that in America true religion, Christianity, and civil liberty may be inseparable. and that the unjust attempts to destroy the one may in the issue tend to support an establishment of both. Listen to the minds of our forefathers. He said, the glory of God, the public interest of religion, and the good of others as civil liberty cannot be long preserved without virtue, without morality. A republic, Article 4, Section 4, must either preserve its virtue or lose its liberty. Or lose its liberty. Now you're allowing, America, the immoral to dictate. You're being enslaved that way. You're not being liberated. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, friends. Not liberty as to what the state says you can do. They receive their rights from you. Man, we got to call this for what it is and act out what we know to be true. And we have examples that have went before us. And we still have living examples today. And His name is the Christ, who's alive forevermore. We serve the God of the living, not the God of the dead. Again, these people are reprobates and are being allowed to stand in direct opposition to our founding forefathers and what it is that they established. Let's go to President John Adams. He said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. Again, religion and religious to our forefathers was Christianity. You know, the Catholics, the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Presbyterians, the Wesleyans, the Faithers. The list goes on. Religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Okay? Nobody can deny this. There is no debate. Look to your state preambles. Hey, folks, where did our forefathers get their understanding? Well, look to their forefathers. Again, listen, where did they get their understanding? Our forefathers. Where did our forefathers get their understanding? Well, again, look to their forefathers. In a positive, 735, Luke, read it. Wisdom is justified by her children. And boy, was it justified in a positive way. Look to the Mayflower Compact. This is our forefathers' forefathers. This is the preamble. In the name of God, amen, whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign, Lord King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland. King, defender of the faith. Defender of the faith. Not an attacker, an assailer of our faith, but a defender of the faith. Having undertaken for the glory of God, said our forefathers' forefathers, an advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in the presence of God in one another, covenant and combined ourselves together in a civil body politic. Who gave government? God did. Exodus 18:21. For our better ordering and preservation, and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue, obedience to the Christ, out of our love for Him, that's why we obey. Do an act, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and officers from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony. Unto which we promise all due submission and obedience, in witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the reign of our sovereign Lord King, James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, and of Scotland, the 54th, Anno Domini, 1620. By the way, that's the Mayflower Compact. If you go to Massachusetts, you can actually walk over there, and probably about a block and a half away from the replica of the Mayflower, the ship, you'll see the Plymouth Rock, and you'll see 1620 etched in upon that rock when our forefathers landed, right? And it's interesting to note, about a block and a half away is the Matrix of Liberty. Watch the videos. This will be posted by 6 o'clock tonight on Sons of Liberty. Look at the videos. Watch for a quick download, a lesson. Now, Americans, I want you to look to our forefathers, because we just learned from their forefathers. When you look at the Declaration of Independence, again, 4 references to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Laws of nature and nature's God. Unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. They sought divine providence. and the supreme judge of the land. Friends, it's all in your founding documents, which you are allowing said representatives of self-interest, friends, to serve themselves rather than you to actually take the helm. Now, I want to go back to, for the sake of time, on April 30th, 1789, to that of the first president of the United States of America, the first president of the United States of America. Did you know that the first president of these United States, George Washington, with his hand in the Bible open to that of Deuteronomy 28, the chapter promises blessings and curses on a nation in accordance with its faithfulness or unfaithfulness to God and in the keeping of God's word. Now, what's interesting here, friends, is at the end of the oath, Washington added the words, "So help me God," and leaned over and kissed the Bible. Notice he had it open with his hand on, concerning the Bible, to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Which, by the way, I make reference constantly from Deuteronomy 28 and that which preceded it through the Torah, Leviticus 26, and highlighting the judgments of God upon a disobedient nation. It started out as a blessing. Now we can see judgments and the curses of God upon a land that will not take heed to them. That's interesting. It sounds like we have a helicopter flying over the studio right now. At the end of the oath, Washington again added the word, "So help me God," and leaned over and kissed the Bible. So, since then, President Andrew Jackson stated the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. President Thomas Jefferson said the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. He goes on, that of Alexander Hamilton, he said, "For my own part, I sincerely esteem it, the Constitution, a system with which out the finger of God never could have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests within the boundary of the scope of principle." Boy, that it's interesting, folks. We're out in the middle of the country and we have a helicopter hovering over the top of the studios right now. Can you hear this? Alexander Hamilton goes on in ending. He goes on, "The sacred rights of mankind are not to be rummaged for among old parchments or musty records. They are written as with a sunbeam in the whole volume of human nature by the hand of divinity itself and can never be erased or obscured by mortal power." So this is a good warning to those that mean to erase, to eradicate the God that gave us our rights, and the people that play the accomplices by allowing them to do so, that the seed of the righteous is forever. It's just an issue of what does it take for you to learn your lesson, America? Either you're going to fall to the blessings in obedience because of your love for God through the sacrifice of Christ on Calvary, or you're going to fall to allowing people that mean to hand you over to be further enslaved by them of tyrants under the curses. We love you by what we do. Man, I don't know what's going on here. It's about 2:58. We got a helicopter hovering over the top of the studios here at sonsoflibertyradio.com for the record. sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. See ya!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.